If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
And thank you for, breaking the rude cherry with the audience so that I didn't have to, I looked really clean after you.
Oh, sure. I figured I would warm them up and lube them down.
You were hilarious and filthy, which who could have seen that coming? Who could have seen that sort of rudeness coming?
Well, sometimes when you get to work blue, you just got to take advantage of it.
Anyway, good to see you, Angel. Did you see our fantastic selfie with the whole cast?
I did. And I don't look like just Shrek hanging out in the background there. So I'm thrilled.
You do not. Rude, what can even you say about the last, 48-hour news cycle exactly?
Mostly it's just a loud laugh. Like everything. Hey, guess what? You know all that stuff we said when Trump was in the primary that we said would happen? It's happening.
Right. I mean, even for this election cycle, this whole 48 to whatever hours are kind of stunning.
Oh, they are. I mean, you know, when you go from the Friday meltdown on Twitter over Miss Universe, to the taxes, to this weird ass speech he did where he just kept going off script and just accusing Hillary Clinton of every kind of human frailty, short of having leprosy.
Yes.
And then limbs are going to fall off.
She's crazy and sick and an adulterous whore, which I guess is new.
Yeah, but according to Trump, can you blame her?
Right. So that was nice.
It really was like watching some old vaudeville comedian just getting out there and,
Right.
Or some Borscht Belt comic just out there going, waka waka, hey, don't you love me?
Or really just your drunk uncle at Thanksgiving, like, okay, it's time for someone to drive Uncle Harry home. Like, okay, stop calling Aunt Matilda a whore. Stop it. Go home now.
Yes. Please, Uncle Jake, please stop telling us what you know about women.
I don't even know where to start. You mentioned you started with the Miss Universe because he said, check out her sex tape, which I'm just trying to get my mind around any president tweeting, check out her sex tape. So apparently there is no sex tape. So there's that.
No.
I guess she was in. First of all, he's accusing her of being in a. This was in a reality show. Hello, look in the mirror. But there's nothing of her unclothed or anything like that. Like, not that any of this is really relevant. But it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I mean, and the point is, as others have pointed out, and you just said, it doesn't matter if she had a sex tape. It doesn't matter if she had, if she was. Just having sex with every other Miss Universe contestant and their boyfriend.
Right.
She could still be fat shamed by a bloated, rotting
orange carcass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like he reminds you if you were like a giant goldfish you were trying to flush down your toilet. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hope America does on election day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's was just pathetic, and you're sitting there going, I don't know what's more pathetic. The Republicans that refuse to back down, that know that this is effed up,
right?
Or the voters that just still freaking love him for it.
Yeah. And as I was saying, his two leather slaves, Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie, who apparently were let out of the dungeon, ball gags removed so that they can say he's a genius for not paying taxes and losing $1 billion. I mean, they have just sold their souls so long ago, it is unbelievable, right?
Yeah, and you know, one other thing about this tax, about the tax thing that I don't think I've heard mentioned yet, which is his ability to write down the debt, okay?
Right.
Which, I don't know the ins and outs of what was, how could that be personal income? Wasn't it business income? But anyway, it just shows what BS trickle down economics was that we're going to give these tax cuts to the wealthy and they're going to just pay and everything's going to trickle down to everybody, and it just doesn't work that way,
right?
You know, It's just
right. I mean, the spin was incredible. That Mr. Trump knows more about the tax code than anyone else. Only he can change it. It's like, wait a minute. What? He's not changing the tax code. He's going to change it to make it better for rich guys like him, not worse.
And also, man, you know, he doesn't know anything about the tax code.
Right.
He didn't sit there and file his own taxes. He didn't get on TurboTax.
Right.
And start going through the program. He has tax lawyers and accountants.
Right.
Who you know, squeeze every loophole they can find out of the tax code. I actually want somebody at the next debate to ask him some technical tax question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it really is incredible. You're like, it's embarrassing too that obviously Trump wrote the talking points and they all repeated it. Giuliani, Christie used the word genius. I don't know how many times on the Sunday shows. Who's that other cretin? His spokesperson, the guy with the, I don't know. Same thing.
Are you talking about that former representative, that guy with glasses that just always has that Joker smile on his face?
No. Oh, no. Hugh Hewitt, lipless cretin. Hugh Hewitt.
No, not Hugh. Another lipless cretin. I mean, you know, I don't know. Somebody else that looks like their face has been frozen into a death mask.
Okay. I don't know. No, the other guy. But they all use the word genius. I mean, you know that Donald Trump wrote this. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, and they want to sue the New York Times. That's another nice little thing I like. So
while not admitting that they're real, which obviously they are, you wouldn't be threatening to sue the New York Times. And the other thing I love is this came from Trump Tower, so it's somebody in his own organization, right? That he probably stiffed.
But the thing about the New York Times thing is, so wait, let me get this straight. You're going to sue the New York Times for showing everyone Donald Trump is a genius?
Right. And meanwhile, you keep encouraging Russia to hack Hillary's emails or whatever and release the information.
Right,
yeah.
And leak the information, yeah.
Yeah.
So just, you know, oh my God. God, I hate this election so much.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It really is. What was I going to say? Oh, so the other thing everybody was talking, Roger Stone tweeted, Hillary's going to be done by Wednesday, hashtag WikiLeaks. And so now the news has come out that WikiLeaks has canceled this, whatever they were going to do, document dump tomorrow because of security. Who knows what that means, right?
Well, they're going to do something today where they talk about the future of WikiLeaks.
Right.
So I think what happened was WikiLeaks announced some kind of press thing, and everybody thought, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's going to be Hillary stuff.
Right.
And it's not. It's really just about, you know, themselves.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. Well, congratulations on your 13-year anniversary. 13 years writing the Rude Pundit blog.
I know. Oh, God, I have aged so much.
Well, but you have this is new for you. There's a hopeful sliver. You say just when you think humanity is bottoming out with cruelty and apathy, there's always a Supreme Court decision or a breathtaking act of generosity or intelligence that makes you think the asteroid ought to hold off for another day before ripping through the planet. That's quite hopeful for you.
Well, it is. Every once in a while, you know, you're on Facebook and one of those, oh, look at what, you know, this person did kindly. Oh, look, here's a police officer who got other officers to buy this guy a bike.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, thank you. I can hang on to that for a day.
That's why Joanne Reed got such a rapturous ovation at Sexy Liberal, because every now and again you go, oh, journalism, that's what journalism is, right?
Yeah. Everyone's and she takes no BS from anybody.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about her.
Yeah. She's like, that's not what I asked you. It's fantastic.
Yeah. People start going off on spin on her shows and she just is like, No. Answer the friggin' question.
Yeah. Rude, you wrote about Michael Moore came and spoke at your college.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was on Meet the Press yesterday, and you say Moore gave the starkest, most frightening explanation of how Donald Trump could end up winning the presidency. For him, it all comes down to Rust Belt Americans in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. He focused on the white males in that region, men who've seen their jobs sent across the border or overseas, who, yes, believe they're getting a raw deal from demographic shifts that reduce the power of white men, who have broken marriages, debts, and anger that their government doesn't seem to give a frantic rat about. And he's been sounding that warning bell for a while, right?
Yeah, he has. He's done it on his website, and he thinks that that Trump gives people this excuse to finally, you know, have a way to focus this rage they feel at being rendered impotent by our economic system.
Well, he said it's basically, you know, and other people have said this, but it's a you election. And Trump is a voice they needed to hear, who isn't afraid someone can say you without consequences. But, you know, as you say, as he points out, of course Trump's not going to be able to do any of the things he's promising them.
No.
So if it's possible, they're going to be angrier white men if he should get in.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is he's going to get, and as Michael Moore said, that it might be a couple of days after the election, it might be a couple of weeks, more likely a few months after the election.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they'll realize, hey, wait a minute, he can't build the wall.
Yeah.
He can't force Apple to build iPhones in the United States. And if you start a trade war with somebody, then they tariff your stuff too.
Right. I mean, and I've said this before, Rude, I know this long ago has spun out of control, but this does feel like it's getting to dangerous proportions. Not only all of this horrible stuff he said about Hillary Clinton this weekend, but he's also actively putting that out there about, you know, it's going to be stolen, it's rigged, I want you to watch people at the polls. I mean, besides the fact that he's basically told someone to take a shot at Hillary Clinton twice,
what he said in Pennsylvania on Saturday was, after you're done at your polling place, go to other polling places.
Right.
Essentially saying, you know which ones.
Yeah.
The ones where, you
know.
Go
be vigilantes. Right.
Right. And go stand out there and make sure there's no voting. And it's like, wait a minute, whoa. Wasn't there a whole thing about the new Black Panthers in the last election, watching the polls, and everybody was freaking out that, oh my God, they're going to intimidate people, and it's just...
Yeah, no, I mean, this is really, it feels scary and dangerous to me. One thing I wanted to get to you, because I know Bill Maher and Sarah Silverman kind of, you know, went off on Bernie people that are thinking of voting for whoever, Stein or Johnson. Someone in Michael Moore's audience yelled out, what about Jill Stein? He just said, voting that way makes you kind of like Trump. You're being narcissistic. You're only voting that way because it makes you feel good to say you didn't vote for Trump or Clinton. Sometimes you just got to suck it up and vote for the good of the country. And he's been very clear about saying he really wants Hillary Clinton to win. I think he's just sounding the alarm bell that we got to do everything we can to make that happen.
Everybody says, you know, oh, they say that every election, don't vote for the third party person because, you know,
right.
you choose the lesser of two evils. And what Moore is saying is, look, I've got the street cred on this. I did vote third party. You know, I am saying this time is different.
Right.
And you got to believe that this time it actually matters in a way that for him it hasn't mattered as strongly.
Right. And of course they were, you know, the right wing was trying to make so much hay out of this leaked audio of, you know, Hillary calling Bernie voters kids. Well, first of all, Sean is a millennial that works in the basement. So, I mean, he doesn't live here, but... But anyway, I mean, obviously, if you listen to the whole thing, she was not saying anything negative, as Bernie pointed out yesterday. She was saying she understands their predicament, and that's part of why, you know, she's come up with, you know, with Bernie some of the solutions to it.
She was saying, I understand their predicament. I understand their frustration. I understand why they would have wanted to support Bernie.
Right.
I disagree with him. I think that his ideas are unrealistic, which is something she said to his face.
Right.
So
I don't
understand, you know, why that's such a big deal.
I know. I love the aha they're trying to play with Hillary stuff when it is almost like it's like mind jarring when you're like, wait, did he just call Hillary Clinton an adulterous whore? Because, I mean, you can't even keep up with, right? Like the news cycles, that's why they're saying in some ways he's gotten away with all this, right, Rude? Because every news cycle gets replaced. This is like six news cycles ago now, the Twitter fight with the Miss Universe, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean we've already forgotten that. And then the taxes happen, and then he gives this unhinged speech, and it's like, I can't keep up. I don't know what to be outraged about anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And now this thing came out today from AP, I don't know if you saw this story, about what a sexist jerk he was on the set of The Apprentice.
Gee, and that's shocking.
At this point, I'd have been shocked if he hadn't been a sexist jerk on the set of The Apprentice. You know, wait, you mean he walked past a bunch of attractive people and didn't comment on how hot they were and how he wanted to sleep with them? Well done, Mr. Trump.
Nicely done, sir. Unbelievable restraint. That's a winning temperament. Yeah. All right, Rudeness, I don't know what to say. It was fantastic to see you Saturday night.
And lovely to see you, too. And also to see the love that people have at the thing after. It was very, very sweet. And you guys were funny. I know you and John are funny, but holy crap, I didn't realize how funny Frangela was.
Frangela is all the shizzle, I tell you what. All right. Well, thank you, sir, and I hope you enjoyed your groping. It was fantastic.
Always.
All right. Love you. See you next week. There he goes, replenish.